When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
My apologies to Andrew Newton. I didn't mention Andrew Newton's Lawn Care, sponsor Idle Chit Chat. You can always call him or text him at 402-440-6297 for all your lawn care needs. Bill, yes, what do you got?
I'd like to add something.
Please.
So Andrew Newton takes care of our yard. And I mentioned to him, I said, I got a little bit of a weed problem in a couple areas up at the cabin that we have. Mm. And he goes, when are you going up there? I give him the dates like that. He shows up that day with a complete one of those giant backpack weed sprayers like that, full of weed killer.
Where's your cabin?
And what's that?
Where's your cabin?
Up north of Creighton, up by Niobrara.
How long is that trip?
It takes you about 3 hours to get there.
Andrew went up there?
No, he didn't
go
up there.
He showed up to his house in Lincoln.
But into Lincoln, and he showed up, but he goes, hey, I left a deal at your house today. It's a complete backpack, like 5 gallon sprayer loaded with the chemicals, ready to go.
And you got to do it.
I got to do it. But just the fact of, like I just mentioned, I go, hey, what should I
no,
use
that's amazing.
Up there? And you know what he said? Don't worry about it.
Oh, my God.
I have extra.
That's
what
incredible.
You're getting. That's what you're getting.
So you're going to put that backpack on.
What's that? Putting it on.
And that look good.
Yeah. I'll look like Ghostbusters.
I hope Laura needs to take a picture of it. I want the picture of you in action.
Picture evidence necessary. So thank you to
I hate weeds.
Newton's Lawn Care.
Do you?
Andrew,
oh, yeah.
For helping out. We are joined now by Husker Alliance Sean Callahan. Sean, good morning. There's a lot of news right now in late June in Nebraska land. And let's start with the running back spot. Nebraska had a surprise running back this week in Pennsylvania's Mekhi Nelson. When did he come into the picture, Sean? What do we know about Mekhi Nelson?
Well, he'd been on E.J. Barthel's radar really for a number of years since he was at Connecticut even because of his time back in the Northeast. I think what happened was Nebraska started to get on him again at the beginning of May. And once they found out he was actually a 2024 and he was going to reclassify though to 2025. But when they found out they can get him in at 2024, they had him come up and he went to camp early in June, worked out, ran a 4.48. I believe he's a 10.8 guy in the 100. He had an 1800 yard year as a junior in high school. So they've got some good numbers on him, but they wanted to watch him live and see what he could do. They liked his workout, had him come back in for an official visit, and now he's here going through workouts, and he'll be a part of the team. So I think some of it was Kewan Lacy when they had a 2024 running back in his class at one time. He decommitted, ended up going to Missouri, and I think they wanted to get at least another 2024 running back in this class, and he's been a guy that's been on the radar, and it all kind of just came together.
Mekhi Nelson, it would be one of 56 newcomers, new roster additions, 56 new roster additions, freshmen plus transfers, right? Right, Sean?
Yes, I think I'm trying to remember what the number is now. Might be 57. I thought it was 46 freshmen and 11 transfers. So I think it's 57.
And the number of true freshmen and redshirt freshmen is what when you combine?
80.
80, which is more than Colorado has on its roster. That's one way Colorado has on its roster, period. All classes. How else do you put this in perspective? 80 freshmen and true freshmen on Matt Rhule's roster.
Yeah, 46 true freshmen, 34 redshirt freshmen.
Okay.
So they're building this thing from the bottom up. I mean, that's you know, that's what it looks like to me. And you look at this year's recruiting class right now. I don't want to say it's off to a slow start, but you know, they have 11 commits. They've missed on a few linemen, but I'm not as worried because you look at what they've done already. I mean, they've got a huge number of young players in this program that they're building things up with, and they're still bringing in a few transfers here and there. But I think you'd be hard pressed to find any programs in college football that would have that number of freshmen and redshirt freshmen on their roster, because it is very unorthodox, especially in the transfer portal era. In the NIL era that we are in right now. And, you know, there's a lot of walk-on players in that number too, but still it's a number. When I did the count on Sunday, I wrote that down and I guess like, wow, this is almost as crazy when you think about how many, the number of freshman players that are on this roster right now.
Yes. Now when people look at this class, this current class, the class of 2025, there's 11 players. There's no offensive linemen. We thought Brian Tapu would be one. Now, he's from Utah, and he's coached by Tony Finotti. Do you have any intel on what happened to Tapu? Why did he end up at Oregon State?
Well, he's got family that's played for the Beavers. So he's got strong connections to the program, Polynesian family ties there. And, you know, I think that was it. I mean, he felt after he went on the trip, some of those things pulled him into Oregon State. He's an international player that plays high school football in Utah. I believe he'll go on a Mormon mission as well. So, you know, he's got, you know, two more years of potentially before he can play college football. But 6'8", 300 pounds, when he left Nebraska, I mean, the thought was he was going to be a Husker. I mean, they thought that, you know, in fact, we had pretty good indication in our notes that he was coming. So, yeah, it is kind of getting interesting with the offensive line recruiting because the guys that they've brought in, some of the bigger names, have now made their decisions, or Nebraska is no longer maybe trending with a couple of these offensive linemen.
Joined by Sean Callahan. Sean, regarding a transfer, USC, Sierra Wright, looking at Nebraska, where do things stand with him as a defensive back and Nebraska's chances with him?
Well, I think they're in a really good position. I mean, this is the only trip I believe he's taken. Nebraska is the only team he's considered. I mean, he's had options. I mean, when you have played that many games, started that many games, you know, you're going to have options. But Nebraska was the only team that he really looked at, and he came in on his trip. So, I mean, we're expecting him to end up here when it's all said and done. And I would think if that happens, it's going to happen really quickly because – they just completed their third week of workouts. This is their fourth. It's a 7-week summer program with fall camp starting, guys, on July 31st. They take 1 week off for the 4th of July week. So the clock is ticking, especially for a guy like that, if he's going to join this team.
Sean, educate the masses here. Sierra Wright would be competing for the corner job opposite Tommy Hill, who's a lock. Who else is in that race? And if you don't mind, chart them.
Well, obviously, Bly Hill's out. I mean, otherwise, right. He'd be the projected starter. But Malcolm Hartsdog, Mario Buford, Dwight Boodle, I mean, those would probably be...
Wait a second.
Jeremiah Charles. Yeah. I mean, those would be the names in that battle. But, I mean, I think if you were looking at it today, Wright would...
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy.
It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Would be an odds-on favorite just based on his experience. The fact that he started and played that many games, he would be the highest-ranked defensive back in terms of, you know, past recruiting rankings as well on this roster, being a former top 100 high school recruit going into his fourth year of a five-year eligibility clock.
Sean, regarding a couple of in-state players, people are questioning how Nebraska stands with Millard South tight end Chase Lofton and Omaha West side linebacker Christian Jones. Where do you think Nebraska is with them, and who are they going against in recruiting there, Sean?
Yeah, you know, Christian Jones, Auburn and Oklahoma were his two official visits that he took. I still think Nebraska is in a good position, but I don't think he can just afford to wait and play things out. I mean, Nebraska is looking at Will Hawthorne. Obviously, Dawson Merritt is out there as well. So if he takes it into the season, that will be interesting, because a lot of teams won't have spots by that point, and they don't just hold spots. So that will be something to watch closely. I think with Chase Lofton, you know, you have Texas A&M and Missouri and some other teams of that caliber. Florida State is another big factor with Lofton right now. He's taking official visits to all those places. I think NIL will probably be a factor for both those guys as well, too. I mean, as they look at their school, because there's going to be some teams that have big NIL pots that will get involved. So for in-state players, you know, these battles are far from over. And I think Nebraska's going to, you know, it wouldn't surprise me if these go another few more weeks or even deeper into July before these young men make their decisions.
Hard shift. Would Trev come after Will Bolt?
Never say never, but it just doesn't seem likely, because they went away from that era of coaches when they hired Schlossnagel there at Texas A&M. I just can't imagine them going back to the Rob Childress era of coaches. I mean, I think they're going to go after as big of a name as they possibly can get. Somebody that is going to, you know, ease the pain of this loss. I mean, they're building a brand new stadium. They just took runner up in the College World Series, and that fan base is mad. And Trev Alberts is under a lot of heat. So
heat,
because they lost the guy.
Yeah.
I mean, why wouldn't he? Why'd you question that?
I didn't question it. It wasn't a question. I just like
emphasizing.
Thank you. I was helping you be emphatic.
He's getting taking a lot of bullets for this deal, right? It's a tough deal for Trev, because they're building this guy a new stadium, or they were building in this new stadium at College Station. They could pretty much pay whatever it takes. The entire coaching staff is at Texas now, too. If you go on their website, a day later, the entire A&M coaching staff is wearing Texas baseball uniforms.
Oh, Trev, rough. Sean, I mean, I'm going to say it. You can agree or disagree or whatever you want to do. Trev looks like a B-teamer right now. I mean, he just looks like a junior varsity AD. That's what this looks like.
I don't know how you don't get in front of this.
Oh, how do you not?
And just say, okay, this is not happening. What do we got to do to make sure it does not happen?
Well, too bad it did for A&M. He's moving on to Texas after he lost the finals to Tennessee. Sean, always good stuff. Thanks for the time. We'll chat with you again next week.
Hey, thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
God bless you.
Husker Online, Sean Callahan.
I wasn't questioning him.
No, you were
emphasizing.
No, that was very emphatic.
You were emphasizing the heat.
I felt that. I felt it was emphasizing. I did.
We weren't questioning.
Trev, he's in a bad spot right now. He is.
Just think how things can flip like out of control. You're just Monday, you wake up as the AD and you're like, we're going to go to the stadium tonight. Got a chance to win this thing. Got a chance to be a national champion. Haven't won one since 1936, which we all know. If I'm on that team or my grandpa was on that team or something, yeah, I'm proud. But no one thinks of it. But we got that one. In 36,
no.
You know what I mean? No, that doesn't even come up.
No.
I mean, the Gophers got one, too. Like, was it, like 1960 or
something?
You got
up Monday
something.
Morning for exciting day.
Exciting day. And then 6-5, coach gone. This all happened within 24 hours. You're having a nice breakfast.
Now you got a headache.
You're having a nice brunch.
Yeah.
You know, talking to a few people, talking to some friends around Omaha, visiting some people. Next thing you know, it's like, oh, wow. Hang on. I got a text here. This is interesting. Yeah. I got to go.
Yeah.
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 That would CDC be hard. In my text?
That's a hard. No, I doubt it was CDC.
You could say, got you. Got you, face. Got you.
Oh, they hammered them. I mean, they hammered. I mean, Texas A&M just hammered them. They're already, Sean said, on the website in Texas. Yeah. This was orchestrated by Texas, too. Out. No, this is Texas. They knew what they were doing. They completely knew. We're going to go get him on the day they're playing for the national title. Yeah. We're going to pay him what we have to pay him. Yeah. We're getting him. And then we're going to put it on the website the next day.
Yeah. With the whole staff.
Yeah.
With everybody.
Oh, we're getting them all. That's a big flex.
It's a huge flex. It's the biggest flex.
I wonder if there's one of the assistants got left behind, kind of, hey, am I going to get retained?
That'd be horrifying.
I'm not on the website. Where's my
name? I'm not on their website. I'm not on our website. Excuse me. Mr. Alberts.
am I still employed here or not? Am I still here?
I don't know what he did. He shouldn't have taken it. I agree. I just like to stay here.
That guy's crazy, man. I love A&M. Before we get to break, segment two always sponsored by Bex Hybrids. Are you needing a new tractor or side-by-side to elevate your operation? Maybe a boat or a golf simulator when you need to relax a little bit. Bex Commitment Rewards Program offers huge savings and interest-free financing on all these items and more. To learn more about Bex Commitment Rewards, go to BexHybrids.com and always remember the three Fs, faith, family, and farming, Bex Hybrids.
When the boats whip in, Trevor will take you downhill, whisk you down to Harlan Reservoir, and let you try the boats out and also do some water skiing and any sort of boating activities that you want. And,
you're kidding me.
And Trevor teaches, then he'll teach you boater safety.
Really?
He'll teach you boater safety, how things are done. He'll go down to Harlan.
That's important.
So when you get your new boat and you see you buy enough seed, I'm getting my brand new boat. And so it's like, well, this is a little intimidating because boats don't have brakes. They don't just stop. You have to know what you're doing. If you decide to jump into a boat,
I haven't thought about that.
If you ever want to see funny stuff, just Google boat ramp accidents, and they're hilarious. People dropping their boats on the ramp, all kinds of buffoonery. So it's really funny. But Trevor has taken safety on as part of, because you know why? That's what Sonny wanted. He wants his farmer safe. He wants boater safety. He'll take you to Harlan. He'll get the new boat out. He'll put it in for you, teach you how to run it.
He works around the clock.
He's a busy man.
Incredible.
Dedicated and busy. BexHybrids.com. Check him out today.
What's next, Jake?
We come back. Yes. Mailbag.
Oh, we love mailbag.
Song of the day next on Early
Is it a good
break.
One?
It is.
Because you've had some, Jake. You've been really good.
It's been a good week so far. Right, you've been 2 for 2 so far this week?
It's been pretty good like that. You're leaning in on Heyman pretty hard.
We'll see what's next.
Heyman needs to kick it up.
Yeah.
Song of the day.
Hey,
listen,
Jake's
to Rick.
Bringing it.
Early break of the ticket.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.